Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Amen, amen, amen. God is on your side. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? This is Dr. Stacey and C. Grant, and it is the first Saturday in the month of February in the year 2024. January flew by, Lord Jesus, and we here in February. So to all the February babies, happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating this month. I am surrounded by people in the month of February. Oh, my Lord. From my mama to my sister, to my auntie, to my cousin, who's actually today, numerous friends, sorors, and my husband closes out the month. So it's a lot of activity in this month of February. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating a birthday on leap year, since you have to wait every couple of years for the official celebration. We wish you happy birthday. And in this leap year, we leap it forward, because God is on our side. That was Leandria Johnson. Y'all know how I love me, my Leandria, and the Mississippi Mass Choir. I love that song. It's a reminder, hold on, don't quit. God is on your side, because that is what the enemy is fighting against every day, our belief in the promises of God. He is trying to plant seeds of doubt to cause all sorts of distractions, disruptions, and aggravations in our life, but we can hold on and we're not going to quit, because we know God is on our side. And as I opened up my Bible app today, the scripture that was sitting there was Psalm 16:8. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. And I did that after I chose the song. I said, well, Jesus, look at the alignment, Lord. Just a reminder, once again, when we come into this VIP prayer call, this fellowship that we have as faithpreneurs, it is to strengthen our faith muscles so that we can stand and fight against the wiles of the enemy, honey, because every single ounce of every day, he is seeking, roaming to and fro, seeking who he can devour. But he is alive from the pits of hell. He's not going to have none of God's children, not on our watch, because we're going to continue to remind each other that God is in control. He is on our side. And no matter what it looks like, no matter how crazy it is, and let me just put a little footnote on that. It might seem crazy for a minute. You might even look crazy for a minute, holding on to your faith, but God is on your side and he will reward you. And if you go into the entire Psalm 16, you will see just some more of what gives you strength, right? Because the verse 9 says, therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. So what is that saying? That what we know in our spirit being is that what God has done, what he says, I have set the Lord always before me. So he is leading, he's guiding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. So we're moving by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, not by what we see in the world. And that second verse says, therefore, my heart is glad. That's how we can be troubled on every side, yet not perplexed. It says, my glory rejoices, because we know that we have the victory, and my flesh also shall rest in hope. What is that hope? That God gonna come through. I love when Pastor Hannah says, we out here now. We have told the world that we believe that God is real and his word is true. So when we hold on to that, we can rest. Our flesh can rest. Like, we don't have to be tormented about what is happening around us. We can acknowledge it. Like I said a million times, acknowledge what you see, but trust what you know. God's word is true. It'll never return unto him void. No matter how crazy it might seem or look to others, stand in your faith. Faithpreneurs, we operate by faith, not by what we see in the facts of knowing a situation, but in the faith of the revelation that God has placed over your life and for such a time as this. So be encouraged. I hope that that song blessed your spirit. That's why praise and worship is so much when we are able to open up our mouth and just sing the songs of Zion, to repeat God's word, to share. You know, it's not just about being robotic in trying to memorize scripture, because I know some people who can quote the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and leave me scratching my head like, well, did you apply any of that word in your life? I'm just saying, I said it. But anyway, we bless God because he allows us each day to build our relationship with him, to grow in him more, to not have to be perfect when we come to God. And what's the sense of coming, right? He doesn't ask us to be perfect. He asks us to be willing to yield so that he can do the molding, that he can help us to release what we think should happen, die to self so that God can increase. But that happens over time. It's not just overnight that we all evolve into these perfect, holy beings. Every day we are working out our soul salvation. Every day we are taking the time out. At least I hope you are. Not waiting until just Saturday so we can pray and get into the word. You have to do that every single day to be able to be strengthened, to stand against all the wiles of the enemy, to be able to deal with the cray-cray in the world. Because there's a whole lot of cray-cray. And I just thank God for covering, for strength. I had to go out this morning, and as I was coming back in, there was this black cat just sitting at my bar. I said, where this cat came from? Trying to stare me in my eyeballs. I said, well, the blood of Jesus. And then he chewed and went away. I said, temptations can come in so many forms, but I draw a bloodline over everyone in this here Faithful North VIP prayer call, because we don't know what is happening. We don't know some of the things that God shields us from seeing. And we saw the things in the spirit realm that have been trying to attack and destroy us. It would shake you to the core. But thank God for strength, for those who have the anointing and the capacity to be able to intercede and pray on your behalf, for those who have the fivefold, right, ministry. Everybody has a different assignment, and those assignments come together so that we can carry together, pray together, fast together, praise together, and strengthen our faith journey so that we can do the thing that God has called us to do, to be beacons of light in this very troubled and dark world, to be able to minister to others with your gifts, skills, and talents. What God gave you, he gave you. Somebody else might have something similar, but nobody can do you the way you do you. So just be true to that. Don't try to wear somebody else's anointing. Don't try to copycat what you think it should be. Stay in prayer so that God can reveal to you what your unique calling is, what your value add is to the marketplace. And as faithpreneurs, when we are all contributing in our own ways, in our own sphere of genius and influence, it makes the world a better place. We become the trendsetters. We become that beacon of hope that everyone is in need of when it seems like everything is going up in smoke around us, right? There's trouble on every side. We're living in the last and evil days. So, I mean, did you really need somebody to tell you that memo, or can you just see it? But you have to choose this day who you're going to serve. Either you're going to trust God or not. And if you trust him, then you have to build your capacity to hold on to your faith in the midst of the storm, to know that God is on your side, that you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't stop. Not because it didn't happen in the same time frame that it happened for somebody else, or you're watching somebody else's life unfold and thinking that you know what their journey is. You don't know what everybody's been through, and you don't have to look like what you're going through. But when you hold on to God's unchanging hand, you will start to see that time is a joke to God. It's a construct, because he can do anything at any minute time. He is time. He is the universe. So when you start releasing all of that anxiety around what you have to do and say, hey, God, tell me what to do. How are we going to work this out, Jesus? Y'all know my line. I'm going to go to sleep, Lord. You wake me up. Give me the answer, please. Mm-hmm. Download it in my dreams, in my spirit. Give me, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the directions for the next step so that I don't have to stress over what the answer is going to be. And that's not easy. And that's why fellowship is so important. When you go into your house of worship to get the word of God, to fellowship in his word, to sing and to praise and to be encouraged by the testimonies that everyone shares, because then it strengthens you. So you realize you're not crazy, that there are other people out here going through their own situation. They're stretching their faith muscle, and together we can just rejoice and not focus on the problem, but focus on the God who can solve it, because God is on our side. All right. I went on for a little longer than I expected, because I do have two commitments this morning. So I'll be going into the listening in silent mode and coming in and out when I can. But I just pray that this worship song blessed you this morning, and the scripture, Psalm 16:8. Just remember that God is on our side. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. That is the test of our faith. If we slip and fall, then what are we holding on to? But when we hold on to God, we're standing on solid ground. Anything else is sinking sand. So I don't care what it is. Stand flat-footed. Start declaring and decreeing your victory. Start worshiping and praising God in advance. You don't have to wait till the battle is over. You can shout now, because you know in the end, you're going to win. And when we can stand in that knowing, it gives us the strength to fight another day. It gives us the capacity to put one foot in front of the other. And no matter what it is that comes against us, we hold on to God's unchanging hand, and the blood of Jesus cover each and every one of you as you move to and fro in your day, that others can see the light of God in you and be convicted to want to build their relationship with him for themselves. So I know that we have some guests. Oh, I didn't even turn around to see what's going on the app and on the conference line. But good morning, family. D. Jason Hodge, I know he'll be able to hang out for a while. Clubhouse Auntie Roz and the Wealthpreneur Carmen Herrera, I know they have some commitments this morning, so they'll be here as long as they can. And let me see. Hold on now. Uh-oh, we got the prayer warriors up in the building. We got Mother Gwen, who is coming up here and joining us today. And is that my other namesake, evangelist, powerhouse, anointed woman of God, Stacey? Good to see you, my sister. Thank you for being here. Let me see who else is down in the listening lounge. We have my sister, hey, Lanita, PLC McKinney. What's up? My other namesake, Stacy. Now, she's going to get a little jealous, because, you know, I'll call her namesake. Now, I'm just joking. We get enough Stacy love in the world. Here's that. Renee, how you doing? Josie, what's going on, my sister? Lynette, how are you? My Todd. Hey, Dr. Viva, my other sore. Hey, Gina, Dr. and Lady Patricia, and our dear sister, Annette. Annette, I'm so proud of you, of how you continue to fight the good fight of faith. Your mama proud, honey. She left a lot of anointing on you, and to everyone on the conference line. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to shut the conference line down in 15 minutes or less, because I have to do something else in the studio and it won't be able to connect. But the Clubhouse family, y'all be able to rock on out until we close the room down. So if you're on the conference line, I'm going to start with you first. Star one. And tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for today. Okay, you all are in listening mode. So hopefully you can jump on over to Clubhouse when the conference call portion ends. But D. Jason Hodge, good morning, my brother. How you doing?
Good morning, sis. I am doing amazingly well.
Well, okay, now then, that's what I'm talking about. I could look. Yes. I could feel it in the communication this morning. I said, my brother done got some good sleep. He
big day. Let me tell you, you know what? It was a very full week. Very challenging, and God showed up like he always does. The masterclass yesterday was on fire. The board meeting that I had afterwards was on fire. And at the end of everything, I was ready to go to sleep. But I'm telling you, it was amazing. I love when God shows up. And you know that scripture where it says, in his weakness, in our weakness, he is strong. Amen. And, you know, yeah, I prepared. And so I was like, okay, Father, you know, and you know, I like to have like a million slides. Yeah, none of that worked out. He's like, no, I'm just going to show up. Just open your mouth, let me talk. I'm like, okay, here we go. And sure enough, it was just solid through and through. People came, got served. They got answers, insight, light bulb moments was going off left and right. And then we went into the after part portion where they cut the live feed and then moved into Q&A. And that went on for another hour and change where it was fielding questions. People were like, oh my gosh, this is how this works in my business. Oh yes, that it was awesome. I'm grateful. And I always know that God's going to show up. And we have had just an amazing time in prayer. You know, we get up at 5 a.m. in our household and we come together and pray as a family. And that has just gotten deeper, richer. We're seeing God show up in our community. It's just absolutely amazing. And I just want to encourage everybody who is on the call today, who is in the clubhouse today, that, you know, take that first of your day and dedicate it to the Father. You know, get in prayer, come together. If you've got a household who is there with you on that, come together, because there's nothing like having your whole house praying towards the same goal, which is furthering the kingdom and letting God show up in the midst of your business and showing you how to steward his word, how to be an ambassador, how to let his word pervade your business and be the pillars inside of your business. You know, ultimately, as believers, our job isn't to toil because we need to get money. You know, that's a given. Our job and our call is to move forward, to enlighten those around us so that the kingdom can move forward in every industry that God has called us to be in. You know, we are his ambassadors and stewards wherever it is that we are. And so that means that we've got to be his through and through. Every aspect of us, physical, spiritual, soul, everything has to be aligned with him. And so we have to examine ourselves throughout everything. How are we operating in our lives, in our walks, in our thinking, in our words? So, you know, we've been challenged to watch our mouths in our house and speak into existence all those things that God promises. And so we're seeing that impact our community. We're seeing that impact our city. We're seeing doors open up and folks inviting different things. It's just absolutely amazing. And so despite what it is that you see going on in your life, in your world, in your finances, in whatever you see as a lack, I'm going to charge you right now to dismiss everything that your eyes tell you and to hold fast to what it is that God has said in his word. Because when you align yourself with him, it is amazing the contrast. You see fires and stuff licking at your heels, and in the midst of it, you feel coolness. You feel coolness because God is right there with you. And it gives you pause to smile and to say, wow, so this is what it looks like when God's got this. It doesn't matter if storms are coming your way. It doesn't matter if you see yourself in the middle of a storm, because God says, oh, I got the sweet spot for you right here. You just walk here, and as you're walking, you're going to feel nothing. You're not even going to feel the wind. You're going to see it. You're not going to feel it because I've got you covered. So that shows us and it trains us when we're going through different things. Those things for God's people are the training ground for us to understand that in him, there is no lack. There is no turmoil. There is no destruction. Even when we see destruction all around us, he's got us covered. So, I mean, I've been seeing his miracles manifest, and it's in a very practical way. So speak over your business, speak life over everything that he has given you to steward, because he says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and them that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And so when you take that to heart, when you take to heart, be anxious for nothing, that means that you've got to slow down in every area so you can hear him and see him. Because what was there? There's that movie. You remember that line in the movie says, don't move until you see it. I think that was in Katie, what was that? Searching for Bobby Fischer. Don't move until you see it. And we have gotten in the habit of moving before we see it because we're getting anxious. And he's like, I didn't tell you to move. I didn't tell you to get off that ledge. I didn't tell you to do anything other than wait to hear my voice. And where we're not clear, where we have our ears plugged, that's where he needs to remove the plugs from our ears. And we have to really press into him to know how that looks. Because each person has different circumstances. But those circumstances, they, for God's people, are our training ground on how to see him and hear him through a crowd of noise. It's kind of like when you hear your child call you, or your child hears your voice, no matter what's going on, they know, oh, that's mom, oh, that's dad, and they turn around. That's how sensitive we're supposed to be to his spirit. No matter what else is going on, we're supposed to be able to hear his voice in the midst of everything else. So I've been seeing that happen throughout these weeks. And every day, the prayer gets deeper. Mom is building funnels now. I mean, it's just amazing what's happening in our house. Like, I love it. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I love it. It is amazing.
Yes.
And that's the excitement that we hear in your voice, right? When you continue to see how God works. And,
yes,
you know, who is it? I think it's Prophet Octavia Barnes that I've connected with here on the app. She loves to say, conversations with God is a dialogue, not a monologue, right?
You can't just pour out.
Give me this, give me that, help me, Lord, but you don't sit to wait to hear the instruction, to get the guidance, to know how he is leading you. And that's just a powerful reminder of how we build that relationship. And you start to understand when it's your flesh and when it's the Lord speaking to you, right? Because we can get caught up. And that's why the training ground that God has given us in this fellowship and in this community, and as we continue to go to our houses of worship to grow deeper in him, you get to understand and be keenly aware of how he is leading and directing. So I'm excited for you. And I'm excited that mom had a birthday, that she can explore this next chapter in her life and prove the point that just because you're a post 70, post 80, even post 90 for some, I met a 94 or 95 year old still just as vibrant and moving around. I said, Jesus, keep my mind, Lord, and keep my body. Because right now, I got to get back out on this track, Lord, because these bones is a cracking. I'm like, what is happening, Lord? Help me. Forgive me, Jesus, for that extra chicken wing I had. It is a process, right? Because it's all how we are obedient with balancing what we are. God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost. We have a body. We have a spirit. We have a soul. We have to be in alignment. And that conviction is real. You know, I was just listening to and talking with Stacey Richburg, who we all know that makes the smoothies, and she has the must have original minerals. And we were, I gave her a link to listen to Dr. Joel Tubman, who did Bible study at Potter's House, and he went into a masterful, I'm going to send it to you, bro, because you're going to love it, sermon about how we don't talk about in the church the body, right? We just see it as a sinful creature, and he just went deep into how the body houses the Holy Spirit, so how we treat the temple that God gave us. And I said, ain't nobody told him to come in everybody's business because they having their mac and cheese and chicken wings. But it's how we take care of ourselves in a holistic way that allows us to be sustainable. But I don't have time to get into that today. That's for another day. And we're going to get into the worship and the fellowship here, the Faith Door VIP prayer call, when y'all going to tell us where you're calling from, tapping in from, and what you're grateful for today, because that's a whole nother series. And I know what you've been sharing, and I want us to get into that homegrown gardens that you've been doing, my brother, and you know, some of the sustainability. This is going to be critical in the years to come, because all this process stuff is killing us, right?
Absolutely.
And all these things that we have, from diabetes to cholesterol, these things can be reversed with the right discipline. It's all a part of us as faithpreneurs being able to be the examples in the marketplace in a variety of ways. So it convicts me, because I know where my area of need is, but I've been good. Like, even for, I had to make my own commitment. I said, no, I know how I feel when I'm eating clean. Like, when I'm on my strict vegan, I'm like, woo. But then I'm like, but I need that piece of bacon, Jesus. Let me just have it one time. And then I'll go into my pescatarian. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll be a pescatarian. But there's something true about the truth, right?
Yes.
That's what I said.
Yes.
Something true about the truth. Try right. and see. Just test your own self. I know dairy is not my friend. And when mm-hmm. I include dairy in my diet, I feel inflammation. I know the challenge. I'm like, oh, but I just love cheese, Lord. But you mm-hmm. you have to be able to get past what tastes good and
yes.
focus on what is going to make you good. And Les said that years ago when he had one of his scares. He said, nothing tastes as good as health feels. And we were just having that conversation. I pulled that quote out. I said, ooh, Papa, I'm about to use that one. Nothing tastes as good as health feels. And without your health, you can't do anything. Dr. Chubby
right.
was talking about that. If your body is not good, how can it house how you're supposed to minister to the world with whatever
right.
you have? And that's
right.
just a deep weight. Lord, we're going in a million directions because you always
well,
turn me
tell
up,
you
my
this,
brother.
This.
But
I'm going to tell you this before
I gotta
you
jump into, Lord, I got to jump into doing this. I'm going to see if I can come back in. But I want everybody today to make sure when you're talking about what you're grateful for, just truly focus on the thanks that you want to give God ahead of the proof that you need in the natural because it's already done in the spiritual. Somebody going to get that today. But I love y'all. And thank you, my brother, for holding it down.
Love you too, sis.
And I'll try to get back as soon as I can.
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Love you. All right. And you know what? We're doing a whole cleanse in my family, our whole house, you know, so we are majority raw, you know, I'm doing raw, mom's doing raw. So, you know, the smoothies, the vegetable smoothies, the fruit smoothies, the herbs and all that. And it is doing tremendous on just how we feel. You know, everybody is cleaning their systems out because it's time to clean house. So we've got Dr. Roz. How you doing, sis?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Just so you know, I don't know if it's happening for you, but I got folks back channeling me. The system is glitching. So maybe if you type a one and Jason looks at the info, Carmen and I, maybe we can bring you on up or you might want to go out and come back in. But I am Dr. Smile, a.k.a. Auntie Roz. Know that you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. And Jason, I've got some folks too. I think it's been a full week for a lot of people. They're asking if they missed the masterclass and they registered, are they able to see the replay? Because they know that that was on fire and I had to do a homegoing service. So I'm going to be calling you anyway because my week has been very different. But you know, when Dr. Stacy mentioned holding to his hand, that was one of the songs at the homegoing service. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. And if y'all get one of them good old goodies in your system, you know, when they were talking about the child. Y'all remember when Jason, you remember when you were holding your mother's hand and you were in the store and or wherever you were going, that unchanging hand. And sometimes remember when we were like 2, 3, 4, we might have pulled away, but then they kind of got ahead of us. They were looking back at us, letting us be independent, but then we kind of caught up and got that same hand that was unchanging.
That's right.
I just had some moments because when I got out of college, I don't know if everybody has an Uncle Henry, an Aunt Barb, an Aunt B, but I went to my Uncle Henry and my Aunt Barb's home, and they never had children, but they had a whole lot of nieces and nephews. So when we laid my aunt to rest, there was so many folks who kind of came over to me and gave me a little private say-so, and I didn't realize how much unforgiveness there was that was going on. And I said, you know what? You need to go talk to that person. This should be the very witnessing of the day of a life lived well by Auntie, that we should lay things to rest and let it go. So it's been an interesting, awesome January. end of February. Can y'all believe it? I sit here sometimes and I, Mother Gwen says one of the spiritual songs is James Brown's Get Up Off of That Thing. Well, I go to Prince's song, 1999, and here we are in 2024. I'm like, y'all, don't let the time, you know, we cannot restore or redeem time. So as Dr. Stacy said, do your very best with time. I do want to read this just before I go. And in the Passion Translation, what she was talking about in 16, the title in the Christian Standard Bible says, Confidence in the Lord. Do you truly have confidence in the Lord according to Proverbs 3, 5 through 6? You know, trusting in the Lord. And when you go to 8 in the Passion Translation, it says, because I set you, Yahweh, always close to me, my confidence will never be weakened, for I experience your wraparound presence every moment. That's still that unchanging hand, y'all. My heart and soul explode with joy, full of glory. Even my body will rest confident and secure. Confident and secure. And I'm going to go on and read 10. It says, for you will not abandon me to the realm of death, nor will you allow your faithful one to experience corruption. Y'all, this is the time that we make aware what we're doing every moment of the day to complete a one thing or a two thing or a three thing. How can we keep harmony? And y'all know I don't like the word balance. It seems so restrictive. But how do we keep harmony and balance between our spirit, our mind, and body? You heard Dr. Stacy and Jason talking about the food. We have got to, my dear friend, Dr. Japonica, we've got to respect the temple in every aspect. Start with that one thing. Maybe it's just being committed to drinking the 4, 8, or 16 ounces of water within the first hour of you wake up. And then just check it off. What is the Holy Spirit guiding you and nudging you about when it comes to your body? I was doing very, very well. But I thought I was strong enough at Thanksgiving to enjoy my Thanksgiving. Enjoy my Thanksgiving and then get right back on track. Y'all, mm-mm. So don't do things when you know you're not strong enough. Just keep on being obedient and trusting in the Lord and holding on to his unchanging hand. Even if it means he's got to drag you. You might be getting gravel and stuff in your mouth, but you're holding on to Yahweh's unchanging hand. So y'all continue to keep the Knighton family in prayer. We do have a 90-year-old auntie. She lives in L.A. She still drives and she lives on her own. Can y'all imagine if you've ever been to L.A. driving and there is a 90-year-old who is fully aware of everything? It's all about the mindset. It is. It really is. The mindset being your superpower, that you will continue to move in the light of the Lord. You are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. And I call out Jehovah Kail for worship, wisdom, wealth, virtue, honor, power, influence, favor, and an army rising up. I am Dr. Smile, a.k.a. Auntie Roz. And if you're trying to get in, just give us a one, because I don't know if it's glitching for everybody, but they look like they're coming in the room. Hey, Jace, love ya. I yield the mic, but know I always have a voice.
Love you too, sis. All right, we got Carmen Wealth on the stage. Hey, sis.
Hey there, my brother. Hey, everybody. What a blessed morning here. I'm tapping in from Houston, Texas. It's a little rainy, but rain is good. We love God for the rain. Listen, I am so excited and grateful. You know, I just thank God every morning, every night, throughout the day. I just thank him for favor. I thank him for trusting me. I thank him for seeing me as a vessel that he can be comfortable with in the kingdom to be able to spread the good news of the gospel. I heard when Dr. Stacy said earlier about people being able to quote from Genesis to Revelations. Well, that won't be me, but I do know Bible, Jason. I do know the Lord's word. I know how to live the word. And I think that's what you alluded to. It's one thing to, you know, we're supposed to be at all times, whether it's people are watching or not, whether you're in your home by yourself, you should be doing what God says in your thoughts, in your body. I love what y'all was talking about your health, your temple. And guess what? Your health is your wealth. And speaking of wealth, I am excited to announce that the boot camp is coming back. It's already on the calendar, February 19th, Monday, February 19th. Many of you have been through the boot camp. You know you are always welcome to come back through at no charge. But if you're interested and if y'all want to just hear, some of y'all can call your friends, Jason, Roz, who've been through the boot camp, Dr. Stacy, the factory lady, all of y'all been there. Call them and get a testimony from them. Don't just listen to me. But if you are serious about God's money, not yours, because it don't belong to you, if you are serious about getting your finances in order, because as the Bible says, money is the answer to all things, not the love of money, but money is. And a lot of times, the reason why even our temple is off, the reason why our health and our is off, is because of our wealth. It's a lot of times the lack of will put you in situations or not allow you to be in situations to be able to eat healthy like Jason and his family does. So y'all, we got to get it right. We got to get our money right. It is so important to the Lord to have his resources in alignment. It is he who gives us the ability to get wealth. So let's take advantage of what God has already ordained for us to have so that he can carry out his covenant here on earth. So with that being said, if y'all want to join the eight-week boot camp, 60 days straight, you get devotion, you get lots of homework. It's a boot camp, so I'm going to bring it in. It's lots of work, but it's meant for your good. And a lot of times people get concerned, well, I can't keep up. It's not about 8 weeks. It's not about, 8 weeks or 60 days. It's about a lifetime. So whether you keep up with the work during the challenge, it's timeless. Your finances is timeless. Wealth is not a destination. It's a continual empowering process to get God's money, your money in alignment with God's word. So with that being said, if you're interested, I'm going to put my email in the chat so that if you're interested, please email me so we can discuss details about it. I'll call you. Just send me an email with your phone number. And I just lastly want to say I'm so grateful to my dear godmother, Edna Griggs. Y'all, we celebrated her 10th anniversary of her summit, and I know she will talk more about it, so I don't want to take her thunder. But she is a jewel to the community here in Houston from all walks, white, black, yellow, English speaking, non-English speaking, civilians to law enforcement to politicians. My godmother, she brought it in last week. She blessed so many of us ladies in her 10th annual Women Summit, Empowerment Summit. I love you, dear mother, and I know you're going to share more about it, but it was a wonderful experience and actually being there, because before I got there, I wasn't even going to do the boot camp, but God laid it on my heart when I got there to announce the boot camp. And then we had so many people that signed up to attend. So I'm so grateful for her and all that she brings, not only to me, but to this entire community that we live in here in Houston. I got to run. I got to be somewhere in a few minutes. I'll listen as long as I can, but I love y'all and I'll see you next week, God willing. Bye-bye.
Love you too, sis. Good stuff. All right. We got Sister Gwen in the building. How you doing, sis?
I'm fantastic, and so is everybody else. I just want to holler, and, you know, you say make you want to holler. I'm just so grateful. Boot camp. Here we come. Boot camp. Okay, I don't want nobody to be offended, but all the boots go to the camp. You know what I'm saying. But I'm just going to say that the Lord is good. I have gotten major breakthroughs, and it is a wonderful thing to just have intentionality followed up by prayer, you know, because see, a parrot can say the word. I'll just leave it like that. But anyhow, it's not only saying the word, it's believing and implementing it. Okay. And I just want to just thank God for the footprints that are set in this room and just say in terms of it, because God has given us the creativity. He said that the world was shaped with his mouth. And so if we are not happy with what our world looks like, you have to look at how you've been talking, who you've been talking to, who you've been talking about, and primarily who you're not talking to, meaning your creator, Jesus Christ, you, in terms of going to him in prayer on behalf, you know, in the name of Jesus, talking to God and saying, having Jesus implement all the things through him as he sits on that right hand with that scripture. Oh, so much has gone on already, but I just really want to encourage the saints is that we are responsible for what happens. We are creating our environment with every thought, action, word. So if you want to take, you know, an asset, if you want to do an assessment, see what you're saying, as opposed to how it lines up with what your world looks like, and get a chiropractic adjustment from Jesus to line it up. Because that's why he said, be slow to speak, quick to hear what the Spirit says. So I just want to encourage people today that, you know, for the way that God looks at things, faith to him is, what are you doing with what I gave you? And I just thank God for this room. I thank God for the people in here for God, and just go big. You have a big God to serve him big. Thank you all.
Glory be to God. All right, we got Sister Stacy in the house. Hey, sis, how you doing?
Hey, Brother Jason and the entire Faithpreneur family. I love this room. I praise God for it. I am grateful, grateful, grateful. I am coming to you guys out of Missouri. I am God's Midwest miracle, the way the Lord has miraculously saved my life. I'm grateful for the second chance that I know of, but the way he not only spared my life, but gave me an assignment, gave me, a checking, quite frankly. He revealed to me how I was existing and not living. And so I thank God for the opportunity. I thank God that he loved me enough to show that to me and walk me through this process now. And when you all were talking about the importance of, and of course, Sister Carmen, just her commitment to wealth education. I will definitely be in her February 19th boot camp. But like she said, the point that she made around oftentimes our physical health is in direct correlation with our financial health, because if we aren't positioned financially to have access to the things we need to pay for to feed our bodies properly, it all becomes a vicious cycle. And as you all were talking, and Brother Jason, when you were talking about how your family is making the commitment to the clean eating, and how you showed how that first starts with that Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom, you and your family are coming together with the kingdom focus first and foremost, and then that wisdom and those changes are coming. And as you were talking about it, and as my sister Roz was sharing how we sometimes make the decision where we're like, oh, okay, I'm gonna reward myself on Thanksgiving. I'm breaking that. I'm unlearning and relearning, because when she said that, I said, exactly. I would say, oh, I'm going to reward myself with, and it would be something that what I called myself, quote unquote, rewarding myself would not fuel my body. It wouldn't add value. I would actually be making a choice towards something that took away. So where, as she was saying that, I was like, yeah, Stacy, where did you learn that that was beneficial? Where did you learn that that was valuable? It's in the world. The world is already is always glorifying things that are contradictory to the blessings that God has for us. So we have to choose to not only steward the gifts that God has given us, but in taking that stewardship, understand this responsibility goes beyond me and my benefits. It's for people I don't even know what God is doing in and through them as a result of what he's doing in and through me. I think about how Sister Carmen and I initially connected. It came from God telling me that as a result of all of the miracles he did for me, he would have me tell my business, how I would share how I fell short in different areas. And yet he still is who he says he is, and he will do what he says he will do. And I was sharing that. And that day she said that got to her regarding a conversation her and God was having, and she started moving and activating her wealth Wednesdays and then her wealth boot camp. And when she was speaking, I said, girl, I'm gonna need you, because God had me in an abase season. He's now moving me into the abound season, but he had to show me the same discipline I'm having in abase because I just don't have the access. I'm gonna have to operate in that when he brings me abound, because it isn't, having wealth and money is not just for it to be there. It's moving. It has a purpose. And if I have the wrong mindset, I can't use the money tool for the purpose that God has, which is to shift the atmosphere and build the kingdom and leave massive impact, take care of needs, solve problems so that people can see God at work in the land through what they see us doing out of obedience. Not so somebody can say, oh, look at Sister Stacy. No, may people see what God has done for me, and that move them to say, if he did it for her, he can do it for me. What must I do? And then I can point them to him. I can tell them how he walked with me, even when I fell, how he got me back up, and he never left me, never. And don't get distracted by if people are clapping for you or if they're walking away. Let God be God, and just keep your eyes on God and let him move and have his being in and through you so we can leave our stamp. We are to bring the kingdom on earth, and I'm committed to doing that. And I praise God for the community of the faithpreneurs and Trucking God's Way, and so many communities here on Clubhouse that I get connected to. There's one that I do in the evenings on Saturdays with Prophetess Christina. What's the name of that, Dr. Ross? She'll come back. I'll put it in.
Manifesting His Glory.
Manifesting His Glory. Boom. Listen, these certain divine connections that God is doing, I'm not going to miss it. I'm just not going to miss it. And I thank God to be able to be here with each and every one of you and to share that. I pray something I said blesses you and encourages you to walk in your purpose. God bless you all. I yield my mic.
Hey, Jace.
Glory be to God. Yes.
Bishop Sean, can you help us? I made Bishop a moderator. If he can pull up Gina Hill, because I think you, Carmen, and I have exhausted. Because it's really glitching. It's glitching crazy. Y'all really, y'all even went black. All y'all's pictures went black on me. But so let's pray. But back to you, Jason, and Bishop Sean, if you can help bring up Gina.
And she might want to pop out of the room and pop back in sometime.
She's there now.
Oh, okay. Good stuff. Awesome. 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 All right. So we've got Andrea on the floor. How are you doing, sis? She might be running across from there. You go.
Okay, I'm learning. I keep forgetting how to unmute myself.
No worries.
But I'm so happy to be back this Saturday. It's been a minute. And I woke up this morning. I'm like, I'm a little late, but I'm getting on this morning. And I'm so happy that I did, because it's always so inspiring. And I always seem to find that time when things are going a little crazy. But through this room, I see myself changing and changing in the belief that God is able to do anything. and he specializes in the impossible. So just like you say, you don't look at what you see, but you know and know and believe what God's word says. So I'm so thankful. And by the way, I'm sorry, I'm from New Jersey, from Edison. So I'm so grateful and I'm thankful God's word. And that song, I'm like, oh my God, the God's unchanging hand. I remember singing that as a kid in Perry, Georgia. I'm like, wow. Always right on top.
Yep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He's always on time, sis. Always. Always on time.
Yes, he is. I'm thankful. I'm so thankful for his belief and knowing. Telling myself, as like Gwen says, you have to speak those words of knowing, because the enemy will try to get into your head to say, look at, yeah, if he got you, why doesn't he have you? But it's like he does have you. So I'm still here. I still have an opportunity. So I thank you guys.
Okay, the devil told you to give up and to give up your life. And I'm taking authority over that, because you got hit. I think about a month or so, you got hit with something very, very personal. But right now, I just want you to know you are valued and loved.
Yes.
And necessary. Okay? I'm just dealing with some warfare right now, Roz. You heard it, right?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay? And I want you to know, say, I'm valued. I want you to say it.
Yes, that I am valued. And I am a child.
And you are. And you got a breakthrough. And that's why the tears, etc. But God, this enemy is coming for our lives, not just for our stuff. Because with much of us, he got our stuff, our peace of mind. Our procrastination is the initiation of God in us. But we're getting our stuff back, but he wanted our lives. Like Carmen, with that, we have all come through a desert place, but we are producing and thriving. And there is a flowering desert by the water of the Holy Ghost. And he is making us come out big. And everybody in this room know that. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And I take authority over this glitch, slitch, bitch, or whatever. So I was trying to, I didn't mean the B word, probably. Thank you. I don't say that word. But it just came out because I was rhyming. But right now, we have power in our mouths. Brother Jason told us, amen. He was preaching this morning. It is, we create with our mouths. Death and life is in the power of our tongue. And right now, yes, we're amen. Speaking life to the room. Life to you, my sister. Okay, don't go for the okie doke. Okay?
Yes, absolutely.
You find yourself a group of folks, and I just took authority over it because I heard it. Okay? Don't fall for it, but you got a breakthrough. You got that breakthrough, and just go for it. It's going to be so great for you. I hope you believe it. Thank you, Brother Jason. Y'all let me come be myself. Thank you. But I heard it, and the devil's a lie. Because it's time out for the saints spectating. God has given us all authority and power. We're the only vehicle, vessel, assigned to this earth to deal with dominion. The government is on his shoulders. I don't care what them turkeys and rabbits and whatever else, and elephants and all the things they're doing in Washington, etc. But the government's on God's shoulder. And that's who I'm looking at. Whose report am I going to believe? His report. In Jesus' name, his report. So I'm dispelling that fact that futility is something that we should even think about as saints, because God is able. He's more than able. And he will give you exceedingly abundantly more than you ask or pray. He's just asking for you to get up and do it and go and not doubt and know that all heaven is backing you up. And Sister Carmen, how many people are you expecting in your boot camp, baby?
I'm expecting at least 25. So if I'll take more, but 25 is the number.
What's the capacity you can take?
Oh, I can take at least 100.
Well, that's what we're going to say.
Okay.
Okay, because I was going to say 25. Clear in Detroit. Quarter. Not even a dollar. That's a quarter. Okay.
Okay. I just try to make it manageable, just in case people have questions, you know. I don't, you know, so, but I will take 100.
Well, Father, you heard her. By the calves of her lips, she's creating. Father, we just thank you for implementation. In Jesus' name, everybody got the email. Pause, take a little time. Yeah, you said, Mother, take another room. No, I'm just saying that we've got to fight and help each other fight and recognize that we're coming out of the dry season into our next. Do you know what your now is? Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to be still. I'm going to go back on this mic.
Hey, Jace. Thank mm-hmm. you, Mother Jason. Yeah. Bishop Sean needs to go to a meeting. He hasn't been here. He's our last year Winnie Birch Award winner, right? Bishop Sean?
Yeah. So, can I say something real quick? I cannot put my email in the chat for some reason. For so me, Jason Carmen. Arise. Okay, good. I don't know why it was not letting me. Thank you, love. Okay.
Okay, let me know if Sean can just kind of hang, because Sister Edna's got to jump too, and she's okay. The next one.
He'll come back then. Okay. He'll just come back.
All right, cool. Okay. All right, good stuff. All right, Sister Edna, you're up.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm coming to you this morning from Houston, Texas. Grateful just to be alive, to be on this call this morning with these wonderful sisters and brothers this morning. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jason, for getting me on. I just want to say, following up with what Carmen said, our Women Empowerment Summit, Acres of Angels Summit was awesome. You know, God gave this organization to me back in 2009. He said that I was going to be the servant that was going to be out in the community, helping our community. And also the name Acres of Angels is the name of my organization. Wasn't given to by me. It was given by God. And I've been out there working and doing what God want me to do since. So I just want to say, Carmen, you were beautiful. Every woman on the panel was wonderful. And Carmen did not tell you all that one of my panelists that was on there was my new president of AT&T that I actually brought into the union years ago, because I retired from AT&T 42 years. And she is our new president of the second woman president of AT of Communication Workers of America, which is my union. Carmen has been trying to get in there because her mom actually had worked for Southwestern Bell years ago, because that's where we started. And she has been trying to get in, trying to even talk to our president before to get in, and nobody would get back with her. So I told her, I said, you know what? We got an opportunity now. I say, this girl, I know. I brought her into the union, and now she's the president. So I said, I want you to talk to her and see if we can get, you know, if we can get you in. And Carmen had that conversation with her. It was really, really went well. I think she's followed up with her with the conversation, and now she is excited about Carmen coming in and being a part of our union, because there's not very many black as far as financial people there within the company, because they have to be vetted before they even let them in there. So Carmen, we know that God has opened that door for you, and things is going to happen. Things are going to happen big for you. Two other things that I want to say, and then I'm off. We went yesterday to the African-American men's wellness. They're getting ready to kick off for their walk in April. And I just wanted to share this with the ladies and share them with your guys, is that our men, black men, are dying from not taking care of their health. And one of the main factors was blood pressure, which was interesting that they said that a lot of times they say men will take care of their car before they will their body. And a lot of them are actually, you know, dying from this. And so I just wanted to share with y'all, tell y'all men, since that they says 18 cities that they actually have this organization in now to try to save Black men's life. So look into that. And one of the things is that I kind of missed that part where y'all were talking about health. But one of the things that I can tell y'all is that what you put in your body determines whether your body is going to heal, because God gave you the body to heal. But it's
okay, it looks like we might have lost her real quick. She'll probably be back. I think her phone might have rung. Okay, Sis Edna, we lost you right when you were talking about
not claiming those things, but they said I had some kidney problems. I said, you know what, I'm going to try them again. And I did that 28 days, guys, and I am a diabetic. I went back to the doctor on last week, and I am not taking insulin right now because my blood sugars are good, my numbers are good, and I just knew that my A1C was going to be off the chain because I hadn't been taking my insulin, and it was even 6. So I know that God, I feel that God has healed me, and I know that what we eat makes a difference in what and how our body, because our body will heal itself. So thank y'all. Y'all have a good evening and look forward to talking to y'all, because I got to go to a meeting today. Please keep Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee up in prayer. She's in this runoff in March coming up. And so we're doing one of our screenings today. So that's where I got to get over to. Thank y'all.
Awesome. Thank you for that share. And you are right. You know, there is so much stuff that can be done through the diet that God has given our bodies the ability to heal and regenerate. So thank you for the share, Sister Edna. And we've got the factoring lady, Patricia Winden, on the floor. How are you doing, sis? Oh, looks like we just lost her. Okay, she'll be back, I'm sure. All right, we got Taj. Hey, sis, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Happy Saturday, everyone. Well, I'm Taj Williams from Carteret, New Jersey. I always want to say Newark. Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
Did you guys lose me?
Yeah, we lost you. We'll swing right back around to you, sis. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So I was saying, I normally am used to saying from Newark, New Jersey. That's where my heart is. That's where I've been born. I was born and raised there. But, you know, living about 25 minutes out now, it's a little different, a lot different. It's very quiet here. Where I used to live, I was hearing sirens all times of the day, throughout the night. It was just a lot of noise. And so now it's I think the most that I hear is like people walking by having, you know, conversations, or maybe trucks driving by. That's the loudest it gets. So, but anyways, I'm grateful for God's grace. I am in this space where, you know, it's just a beautiful place to be. My heart is full. I feel happy every day. Everything that you guys are talking about I made notes. Carmen talking about, you know, the health is our wealth. And like just looking at the last week, some of the changes that I made to my schedule, just being more intentional about even that. So I've been waking up about 5 a.m. I've been able to work out. I did a little bit of yoga, you know, just trying to do new things in the morning. And it really sets my day, because sometimes I do have pretty long days. So I'm trying to figure out how am I going to do everything and make it make sense. So I've waking up in the morning, like five, And then I'll go back to, like, you know, waking up at, like, just in time for me to get up and get my day started. So just being a little bit more intentional about, you know, being proactive and doing the things that I know that works, opposed to settling for just those couple of minutes before I have to be out the door and starting my day. Overall, when it comes to, you know, just practicing gratitude and always thinking about the things that I'm grateful for every single day, because those are the things that erases the pain and the suffering that sometimes I think can get built up in my heart. So I'm always challenging myself, like, okay, I don't want to hold on to that heaviness. Like, to hold on to that thought or that memory is heavy, so I need to let it go. What do I do to let it go? I practice forgiveness, and by practicing forgiveness, I literally think of it as, you know, an eraser that erases all the pain and the hurt that I'm feeling in my heart, and I replace all of that with gratitude, and I count the things that I'm grateful for. One of the things that's been coming to me lately in my quiet space has been to continuously focus on clearing out my subconscious mind, because subconsciously I think about, you know, I don't know, it's just things that are there that I don't even always know. So one of the things that I've been doing, and I really just want to share this with everyone because I don't know if it will help who it will help, but I've been finding different ways just to meditate to clear out my space and my heart. And so one of the things that I heard recently, and I listened to so many things in terms of not just self-development, but just, you know, how to develop my mind in such a way that is stronger going forward so that I could show up and help other people and not feel inadequate, or that I'm not pouring from a full cup, or I'm not pouring from my overflow, as you all say. The clearing of my subconscious mind, like, you know, being intentional to meditate. And so one of the things that I heard was within the first 5 minutes of waking up in the morning, count backwards from 100 to 0. And I was like, what is that? What does that do? And so there's a thing where you do that for 10 days. And then the next 10 days, you count down from 50. And then the next 10 days after that, from 10. So already I'm about maybe 15 to 18. I kind of lost track. I just get up and do it. But I'm about like 18 days in. So I'm still counting down from the 50. And I have to say that every morning that I wake up, I'm starting my day with more intention and more of a feeling that you all have been talking about today, right? So Mama Gwen said, Mother Gwen said, we are responsible for who, you know, for ourselves and who we are and the way we show up. And she also said, do you know where your now is, right? And so just understanding that I have to turn my attention away from everything and everyone to focus on myself and to pour into myself, and so that I can move forward in such a way that I can sustain the people who are looking to me for inspiration, looking to me for help. They want to see what I'm going to do next, right? And so I know that I've continuously been led by God, and by God placing people in my life that I needed to help me get to my next level, and not being shy, not being afraid, not be feeling subconscious or, you know, any type of way. It's like I'm showing up as exactly who I am, and then I'm going to move forward in that way. And coming to places like this has truly, truly poured into me and helped me to fill myself up. So I'm very grateful for even that. I wanted to say, let me see. Jason said commitment to clean eating. That is so important. I have to tell you guys, where I live right now is a little bit, it's out the way from a lot of places. So I've been Instacarting.
And the unfortunate weird thing about Instacarting is you shop with your eyes and, you know, I'm just going after all this snacky stuff. So whereas though when I go out to the supermarket, I try to stay away from the middle aisles and only stick to the, you know, the produce and the fish and the things that I know I need. So I have to be better with these Instacart purchases because it's getting out of control. I'm getting all the snacks, all the cookies, all the stuff that I want to eat because I'm, you know, I want my comfort food, but it's not in alignment with with my commitment to clean eating, right? And so my blender broke. I really was pissed off about that. So I said, okay, I got to go get me a new blender so I could blend. I haven't got myself to the juicing stage yet. I'll go buy my juices in bulk, but I do want to get a juicer. So I'm working on that. And then to close this out, I just wanted to talk about what Stacey was saying, the whole existing and not living and discipline, right? Having a discipline to be good and show up so that the money can flow. Like somebody said something on Facebook. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Instagram. And they were saying how like money is like water and it just flows. So everything that Stacey, everything that you were saying, I was over here. My body got all hot and warm because you were talking to me and everything that you were talking about, everything, every word that you spoke just resonated so deeply with me. And so I just want to land by saying I've created a space called Keep On Blooming. And this place was birthed about 2 years ago, and it was birthed from something that I did for Dr. Stacey, and I just wanted to mention this to you all. It was something that I was thinking about. I'm like, I don't know what to gift her for her birthday. And I came across this video, and the video said, or the guy in the video said, the best gift that you can gift your guru is to bloom. And when I thought about that, I realized, okay, I have to show up now. It's more than just listening and writing notes and showing up and observing and learning other people to see who they are, right? It's about me doing that. And so it's almost like really close to that version of The Matrix when Neo was learning how to like, I don't know if it's called tethering, whatever he was doing, right? He was trying to, you know, he had to believe in himself in order for him to be able to navigate through these different worlds or to get out of the matrix, so to speak, right? I don't know if I'm saying all of this right, but this was coming to my heart. That is where I am. And Keep On Blooming has been just that space for me. And so Keep On Blooming started out as just a conference because it was really for the children. I wanted, as a teacher at that time, as a high school teacher, I wanted to give the students and their families a way for them to be able to tap into people like myself and my friends who are doing amazing things, and it's centered around health, wealth, and legacy. And so coming from out of Newark, New Jersey, I realized that not a lot of people and the students that I was working with, they were not used to having these conversations. They were not used to being around people that did some really amazing things. And so I'm like, you know what? I have such connections to people that are doing amazing things that if we can just put some things in front of them, they can be inspired. And so that's what I did. The conference was really, it was probably one of the most challenging things that I ever done, but I was able to do it. Dr. Stacey came on as a speaker and she really spoke to everyone. It was beautiful. So this was 2 years ago. Now it's taken on such a place of just being a place where people come to just get information, to get fed, very similar to Faithpreneur and the Faithpreneur family. So I come here, I realize that it's my responsibility, like my mother Gwen was saying, I have to show up. I have to go out and do the things that God is placing on my heart. I have to nourish and nurture the community that I've been building. And that's where we are now. And so I've literally from this moment of being, I don't necessarily know that I'm at rock bottom. I don't know that that's it, because I don't feel like I have, like I've lost everything. And I've felt that way before. But I do feel like I'm in this space of like a brand new space. And it's almost feel empty because of, I think, maybe the meditation and the clearing out of the heaviness and the things that I've been holding on to. It's like for once and for all, I am at a space where I am light and I feel like I can move forward lighthearted and carefree and do the work that God has placed on me. So I just wanted to say thank you all, and I'm going to yield with that.
That is beautiful, sis. And I remember your project when you started. That's awesome. Thank you for that share. You know, it's great just hearing you, sis, and just your growth. And that clearing is so important, because even though it may seem like it's like nothing around, it's just clear and pure so that God can just open up new things to you. So that's awesome. All right, so we got Patricia on the floor, the factoring lady. Go ahead, sis.
Good morning, Patricia Pat, a.k.a. the factoring lady from Houston, Texas. I'm grateful for this platform. I'm grateful for my Faithpreneur family, my provision that God has blessed us with. Just a quick share. So you all, I mentioned a couple of weeks back about having this cruds or something going on. It lingered for about a month. And I'm grateful that it's like at the tail end. Now when I cough or sneeze, it's just the upper right corner that's a little discomfort. But out of the blue, would you believe my lower back? I have such pain. And it's like, this time I'm getting mad. I'm like, Mother Gwen, where's that Vaseline? Because it's like just so random. I mean, it actually hurts just to like bend over to pick some up. And my coworkers are like, that's the sign of age. And I'm like, I rebuke that. I have way too much, you know, to do. And our wealth is our health. And so I don't know. I gotta nip that in the bud. I had a client meeting yesterday, and the gentleman was he's 10 years older than me, fit as ever. And he mentioned having years and years of back pain. And
looks like we lost you, sis. Pat, I think we lost you, unless it was me. Did
so?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so exercise. Exercise is the key. That's what my client was saying, you know, that he needed surgery on his back and had years of back problems, but cured it with exercise. And he does that every day. And like I said, he's like late 60s, mid to late 60s, and he's doing really well. So I'm just, like I said, I'm looking for that Vaseline, Mother Gwen, because I got too much to do. You know, when I woke up this way yesterday, I'm like, how can I do runway on stilettos with this back pain? I'm like, how am I going to do like these little acting scripts that are, you know, action required? I'm like, I can't do this. I have too much to do. So I just will land my plane on that. I'm looking forward to Carmen Welts boot camp coming up and February. I am a February baby, so happy birthday to me and all the other Wealthpreneur Faithpreneur family. It's February
birthday. Awesome. And you know what, sis, check your hamstrings as well. Lower back pain, sometimes the muscles in the hamstrings can get tight and they can pull the back muscles out of alignment and the spine and create a lot of challenges there. So that would be an area that I would say check out. I used to have to work on people's hamstrings a lot when I was a massage therapist back years ago. So check those out, and the psoas muscle, because that's the muscle that lines the inner portion of your back. And you can't access it from working on the back itself. It's got to be accessed through the abdomen and the legs. All right. Thank you for that share. Mm-hmm. Sister Gina, how you doing, sis? Mic is yours.
Good morning. I'm glad to be on here, and I am grateful for this room as well, this space here. But I have a question. I don't know how I got here. I didn't raise my hand, and so I found it interesting when I heard Dr. Ross call my name. I said, okay, I'll go ahead and accept, because I saw that someone had invited me, because I'm obedient in that fashion that there must be something that the Lord would have me to say. So I was just comfortable listening today, but I'm grateful for the space, all that I've heard, and the now, as Mother Gwen mentioned. I find myself evolving into a new season, and I'm so grateful for it. Now, it was born out of some adversity. I'm not at liberty yet to say, because the testimony is still building, but I am grateful for the seeing the new season form. You know, sometimes you have those experiences where you feel like, okay, I can see things turning around. I can see things moving in another direction. And then, boom, you get there. And now you're in a new season. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for all of the shares that I've heard, and especially on those talking about health, turning things around there, because I am practicing the healthy eating, the natural things to eat, not eating out so much because of the diagnosis of high blood pressure, and then they even had nerve enough to say the blood sugar, and I said, no, I refuse to take any medicine. I said, because I'm going to turn this around. So they're watching it and me with my diet and exercise. So that's all I want to share today, and I will yield my mic.
All right. You know, That's beautiful that you are taking a stand and watching what it is that you're putting in your system and not eating out as much. It's always important for us to be intentional. Thank you for that share, Sister Gina. And I'm going to go ahead and extend an invite for anybody else who would like to pop up on stage to share before we move into prayer and then end up closing out the room. And okay, so I'm going through now. The system has been glitching all morning, so you may have find that it is challenging to get up on stage. And if that is the case, just type in the chat and let us know that you're having challenges. All right. Okay, I see. All right, Brother David, how you doing, bro? Mic is yours.
Mic check.
We can hear you.
Grateful day. I'm just grateful about this call today. That temple. And things we do to that one temple. You only get one. You only get one. Leaving a homegoing service last weekend in North Carolina. And the eating that goes on. And when I stepped in the kitchen, here he comes. He gonna tell us what we can't eat. You can eat anything you want to eat. Just ask your body how you feel afterwards. That's all. And we have to learn to take our temple seriously, because everyone was on a Daniel's fast. And I do another prayer line on Mondays, the health spotlight. I said, just make it a lifestyle. That's all. So we all what we eat, and I let them get a little humor, because it's going to come out your feet, because your feet are attached to every organ in your body. And one tip for the lower back pain, in my field, we go to the emotional root cause of the issue. Lower back pain, check what female you're angry with and solve it. and release and forget, that pain will go away. Thank you, Jason, for letting me share.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. It's amazing how our bodies are barometers for what's going on at deeper levels. So I do appreciate that share, Brother David. And if there's nobody else who would like to come on up on the stage, we're going to go ahead and move into our prayer. Father God, we just come before you in the matchless name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. We thank you and praise you for all that you do. We thank you and praise you for this time that we're able to come together and to not only share your word, but encourage each other in prayer and in word, and to stand with each other, Father, because, you know, it is when we come together as a body that we understand your wholeness. We understand how in our weakness you're strong, how we understand that we need each other, because you've given each one of us gifts, talents, skills, abilities, but not one of us has everything. So it shows us the need that we have for each other, the need that we have for you, and that we are interdependent on you. We're not independent of you. Father, we thank you and praise you for the words of wisdom, the words of life that have gone forth today. We thank you for each experience, Father, that we're able to see you even in the midst of the storms that we have seen and gone through, Father. We know that you take us through the storm. You don't leave us there. And Father, even in the midst of the storm, you know, we know that you've got us covered and in the palm of your hand. All we need to do is listen and obey and move the way that you tell us to move. Father, let us remember, just like Yeshua said, I only do what I see the Father do and say what I hear the Father say. Give us the closeness that we have in a relationship with you, that we can hear you and see you and move accordingly. We thank you and praise you, Father, for the authority and the stewardship and the ambassadorship that you've given us in Yeshua. We thank you and praise you, Father, for the word that you've given us and supplied us as our instruction manual on how to live according to your universal principles. We thank you and praise you, Father, that when you have said something, it always comes to pass. So make us aware of what you have spoken, Father. Give us a heart to dive into your word and to eat at your table daily, Father. Teach us how to pray without ceasing. Teach us how to keep you in the forefront of our mind, and teach us how to represent you in everything that we do, so that when all is said and done, Father, there is no area in our life where we are far from you. We thank you and praise you for each person in this room, Father. And we thank you and praise you for each soul, each community, each family that they touch, that your word and your kingdom will be expanded through the representation of your ambassadors on and off this stage. We ask this and thank you for this in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. And for those of you who have not yet checked out the faithpreneurweekend.com, the Network Investor Circle, check it out. The link is at the top, and it's also in the chat for those of you who God is compelling to support and to pour into this network. Go ahead and do that. For those of you who is compelling you to share it out, do that. Whatever it is that he's placed on your heart and in your minds to do, do that. And just tell you, I hope that you have an amazing week coming up. Remember, God woke you up, so there's still work for you to do, and there's still a reason for you to be here. So if anyone in here is feeling that they're at the end, feeling depressed, feeling like their life really doesn't have that much meaning, understand that you are on this side of life for a reason. There is nothing and no one that God has created that does not have a purpose. And so whatever that is that he's given you, just be confident that he had a reason. And it is our job to discover, okay, to discover, uncover the purpose that God has called us to and to walk it out. And it's going to be challenging. He didn't say that we won't walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He says that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And we have to remember that. God is with us, and he takes us down into the valley and out of the valley to an area where we rest in him. So understand that we all go through things, and that is by design.
because as we're going through things, there are things that are shifting, things that are falling off, things that are being broken off, areas that are being pruned in our life, separation that is happening, and there is a maturity that is taking place that allows us to be able to live in liberty in Him, knowing that it is a circle of one. It is an audience of one. It is our job to be pleasing to Him. And He brings all the people around us that we need to. But when all is said and done, if it's just you and Him, that's all that's necessary. So just keep that in mind. God knew why He brought you here. And your life is very meaningful, very impactful. There's a reason for it. So I just want you to know that when you move through the rest of this week, and we will see you, God willing, next week at the next call. Make sure that you invite somebody. You know, I'm sure God has something for them too. All right, y'all. You all have a blessed week. We'll catch you later. The room is going to end in 5, 4, 3, 2. Have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.